Hello, good morning. Jürgen Heindl speaking, CEO of Pro Group. I'd like to welcome you to our quarterly call, and I have Mr. Metz with me, and he will guide us through the presentation.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning from my side. My name is Volker Metz. I'm CFO of Pro Group, and I'm glad that you joined our call on the first quarter results. The agenda for today is to start with the highlights of the first quarter 2017. We continue with Pro Group's financial performance and the summary and outlook on Pro Group operations. After the Pro Group section, we have a brief overview on JH Holding, and we end up with the JH Holding Group figures. On page 4, we have the highlights. In the first quarter of 2017, we continue the strong volume growth we saw last year with a growth rate in our corrugated board business of 12.6% compared to the same period last year. The sales itself increased by 2.1% to 193.5 million euro. The integration between our container board and corrugated board businesses increased again to 75% after 71% in the first quarter 2016. Including the swap agreements, the integration level reached 85% in the first quarter of 2017 compared to 81% in the first 3 months of 2016. The reported EBITDA amounted to 40.3 million euro, which is below the exceptionally high level of the first quarter of 2016, but still on a decent level. The strong sales performance supported the EBITDA development, whereas price margin pressure still impacted our results. After the downward trend of corrugated board and container board prices until the end of 2016, we saw two price increases in the recycled container board industry. In February and March, recycled container board prices increased by 60 euros per ton in total. However, due to various price mechanisms with our customers, we have a time lag before we see the full effect in our P&L. Significantly higher container board prices led to the first announcements of price increases on the corrugated board market. However, the price increases just started at the end of March. That means that the increase of corrugated board prices had no material effect on the first quarter results. On 13th of March, we successfully offered 150 million euro floating rate notes. The new issuance was supported by an upgrade of S&P for our corporate credit rating to BB-. The proceeds from the offer were intended to redeem the remaining floating rate notes issued in 2015 and to finance expansion projects in our corrugated board business. As of the 2nd May, the redemption of the remaining 75 million euro of floating rate notes was executed. As of 31st of March 2017, the net financial debt amounted to 430.1 million euro, which is 2.7 times last 12 months adjusted EBITDA. In the course of the first quarter, the project PW10 in Chinitsa commenced operations with the first trial runs started end of January. The plant started commercial operations at the beginning of April. We continue on page 6. The total containerboard sales volume showed an increase of 3.9% to 265,000 tons compared to 255,000 tons in the first quarter of 2016. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2016, we saw an increase of 2.3% or 6,000 tons. Due to very strong market conditions, we could have sold significantly higher volumes, but our sales activities were limited by the production volumes. The good market environment was reflected in very low stock levels of containerboard in the entire industry, which made it very difficult to purchase additional containerboard volumes in the market. As we further increased our corrugated board sales volume, we increased our internal sales volume, leaving less volume for external sales. As a result, our integration level increased to 75% or 85% if we include our swap volumes, after 71% or 81% we saw last year. On page 7, you can see the strong corrugated board volume growth of approximately 12.6% in the first quarter of 2017 compared to the first quarter of 2016. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2016, we recorded an increase of 11.6%. The increase compared to the prior year's first quarter was supported by a higher number of working days. Adjusted for the number of working days, we would have achieved a growth rate of 7.5%. The significant growth in the first quarter of 2017 was enabled through the additional capacity at our newest Browell sites, PW9 and PW10, and a higher capacity utilization at the other corrugated board production sites. On page 8, you can see the quarterly sales development. Sales basically follow the sales volumes of corrugated board with a growth rate of 2.1% in the first quarter of 2017 compared to the first quarter of 2016. Lower external container board sales and lower price levels curtailed the sales growth. On page 9, you can see the sales bridge from the first quarter of 2016 to the first quarter of 2017. The corrugated board volume effect of plus 19.2 million euro resulted from sales volume growth of 29,000 tons. This increase was almost offset by a negative volume effect in container board sales and negative price effects. The container board effect is a result of 7,000 tons lower external sales volume. The price effect includes approximately minus 12.9 million euro from 50 euro per ton lower corrugated board sales prices and minus 2.3 million euro from approximately 34 euro per ton lower container board sales prices. The increase in other sales are based on higher sales from electricity and higher income from the incineration of refuse-derived fuel. On page 10, we present the sales bridge from the fourth quarter of 2016 to the first quarter of 2017. The first quarter sales were significantly higher than the fourth quarter sales of 2016, with an increase of 9.5% or 16.7 million euro. Especially higher corrugated board sales volume contributed 16.8 million euro. Higher sales based on a volume growth of 27,000 tons. Lower container board sales of 2.6 million euro were basically offset by a positive price effect of 1.1 million euro and higher other sales. The container board sales volume effect was based on 7,000 tons lower external container board sales, which resulted from the increased integration level. The price effect resulted from slightly higher average sales prices of corrugated board and container board. On page 11, we show the EBITDA and EBITDA margin development. Please note that the third and fourth quarter EBITDA figures of 2016 are adjusted for the effect from the unplanned extension of the CHP maintenance shutdown. The EBITDA of the first quarter 2017 amounted to 40.3 million euro after 43.5 million euro of adjusted EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2016. The EBITDA margin was 20.8% in the first quarter 2017 after an exceptionally high 27.2% in the first quarter of 2016. The main reason for the lower EBITDA compared to the first quarter of 2016 was the price margin pressure we experienced, especially in the second half of 2016. The before mentioned sales price increases were only partially reflected in the first quarter of 2017, whereas we had a significant increase in recycled paper prices in the first 3 months of 2017. On page 12, you can see the long-term EBITDA margin development. EBITDA margin decreased in the first quarter of 2017 to 20.8%, which is close to the long-term average. The margin in the first quarter is basically in line with the average EBITDA margin of the second half of 2016. The margin pressure in the first quarter came from significant increases in recovered paper prices, especially in February and March, due to strong demand from Asian countries. This effect could only be partly offset by increases in containerboard prices towards the end of the first quarter. The more important step for us, the increase of corrugated board prices, were just announced in March and had only a minor effect on the first quarter results. On page 13, the free cash flow development shows a significant drop in the first quarter of 2017. This drop can be explained by higher cash outflows from investing activities of approximately 12 million euro. The majority thereof are related to the project PW10 in Poland, which commenced operations in the first quarter of 2017. Besides that, we had an operating cash flow of approximately 9 million euro, which is below our normal operating cash flow. The explanation for the lower operating cash flow are higher accounts receivables and the lower EBITDA. Trade receivables increased by 26 million euro compared to the year end of 2016. This increase is to some extent natural to our business cycle, as we have the lowest amount of trade receivable at year end due to the Christmas break and a rather high amount at the end of the first quarter. At the end of March 2017, we had an additional effect from the issuance of the floating rate notes. As at 31st of March, we had cash in hand and bank balances of more than 205 million euro. To avoid an even higher number, we reduced the extent of our factoring program, leading to higher trade receivable figure. On page 14, you can see the development of the net financial debt and net leverage. The net financial debt figure slightly increased by 8.7 million euro, mainly driven by the incurrence of debt under the PLN facility related to the project PW10 in Poland. The slightly higher net financial debt and the lower last 12 months adjusted EBITDA led to a slight increase of the net leverage to 2.7. On page 15, we show the quarterly development of working capital. As at 31st of March 2017, the working capital increased to 107 million euro, which is 15% of last 12 month sales. As discussed before, the increase in working capital is related to lower trade payables, especially from the payment of project-related payables, and as well as higher trade receivables. The latter are related to our business cycle and the targeted reduction of our factoring program at the end of the first quarter. For the summary and outlook, we continue on page 17. We saw positive operating performance as at 31st of March 2017, with a continuous growth of sales. Additionally, to the price increases on containerboard in the first quarter, a further price increase of 20 euro per ton was announced and implemented in the beginning of the second quarter. With a time lag, the corrugated board business started to increase the prices in the course of the second quarter. The full effect of the price increases will be recorded in our books not before the third quarter of 2017. The new plant in Chinitsa started commercial production in the second quarter and shows a very good performance in the first weeks of operations. We are optimistic that the plant supports our goal of value-adding growth. We officially announced two new expansion projects of our corrugated board business. With the Italian project, we enter into the largest corrugated sheetboard market in Europe. We consequently further enhance our capacity and the associated market share as part of our long-term strategy 225. End of March, we founded the Prowell SRL, a fully owned subsidiary will operate the corrugated board machine in Tresona next to the Italian packaging specialist Imbalcarton. Both companies form a so-called packaging park 2 models. That means that we install our corrugator on the side of our customer. The corrugator is connected through a conveyor belt to our customer, eliminating the normal logistic costs. The lower logistic cost generates a competitive advantage for us and our customer. The corrugated board machine has a working width of 2.8 meter and will produce up to 100,000 tons of corrugated sheet boards per year at a working speed of up to 350 meter per minute. We are planning to produce single and double wall corrugated sheets, and this step will create 40 new high-tech jobs at our Broville business. The second project in the UK was also announced at that time, and we plan to establish the most efficient and most powerful corrugated sheet board mega plant in the world. This plant will replace our current production facility. This most efficient and most powerful corrugated sheetboard mega plant of the entire industry will be created by the third quarter of 2018. Within just a few kilometers of our current location, we plan to invest 75 million in a high-tech plant, which is set to become a highly competitive production facility with efficient process flows. Following a startup and optimization phase, the plant will produce up to 235,000 tons of corrugated board each year, with a working width of 3.35 meters. And the final point on that slide is that we paid a dividend of 55 million euro to our shareholders in April 2017. The amount was fully financed through cash in hand we had additionally to the proceeds from the new floating rate notes. On the JH Holding level, the dividend was used to repurchase and cancel parts of the PIK toggle notes. Before we continue the presentation on JH Holding, are there any questions on the BroGroup results?
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two, and please ensure your phone is not muted. As a reminder, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad. We currently have no registered questions, so I'll hand back to you, Volker.
Okay. Then we continue on page 20. We have a brief overview regarding the first quarter of 2017. JH Holding GmbH is the holding company and majority shareholder of BroGroup AG. JH Holding's business performance is closely linked to BroGroup's performance. Therefore, we only present the major differences to BroGroup on the following page. The net financial debt of 551.7 million was slightly above the level as at 31st December 2016 with 540.4 million euro, following the increase of BroGroup's net financial debt. Net leverage increased to 3.5 as at 31st of March 2017 based on last 12 months adjusted EBITDA compared to 3.2 as at 31st December 2016. JH Holding made a tender offer at the end of April to repurchase up to 45 million of PIK toggle notes. The tender offer was completed on 4th of May 2017 with the result that 43.9 million euro of PIK toggle notes were tendered and cancelled. Related to that, Moody's notched down the instrument rating of BroGroup AG senior secured notes to Ba3. This step was explained by the reduction of relative importance of the PIK toggle notes in the loss given default waterfall, leading to a lower loss absorption in the capital structure. Moody's now believes that a proportion of PIK toggle notes in the capital structure going forward will not be material enough to justify a rating of BroGroup's senior secured debt above the corporate family rating. We continue on page 22. With the differences between the JH Holding and BroGroup consolidated figures. The delta in sales is related to the management fee to be paid from JH Holding to BroGroup. The EBITDA delta is the sum of the delta in sales and the delta in other operating expenses at JH Holding level, especially legal and consulting fees, costs for accounting and auditing. The delta in the consolidated net income is the EBITDA delta plus the interest expenses on JH Holding level of 2.6 million euro in the first quarter of 2017. I'm now at the end of our presentation and invite you to ask more questions on the JH Holding level or even BroGroup level if you have additional questions on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad to ask any questions. We have a question from V. Remolder from Stone Harbor. We, your line is now open.
Yes, I'm just curious. After the payment, I'm assuming the tender for the PIK notes will be paid for, financed by a dividend upstream from the operating group. So after that, what would be the restricted payment basket be?
The restricted payment basket was... most of the restricted payment basket was used for the upstream dividend. We have a minor amount of left for the dividend for the interest payment at the end of the year, but the majority was used for the upstream dividend.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Jayant Kadalan from Lucure. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thanks for the presentation and for taking my questions. Just actually a couple of them. In the past, you kind of mentioned your margin target is 21% to 22%. I think for the full year, you probably are right now at the low end, and you of course mentioned that price increases have not had the effect yet in Q1. But if I could just look at Q1 17 versus Q1 16, recycled paper prices have been probably flattish year on year, and you have announced some price increases. But I just wanted to understand what is your confidence going into the rest of the year in terms of reversing this price cost margin pressure, and what do you see as outlook for the costs actually going into back half of 2017? Thank you.
We are now in the course of the second quarter, and we, as I mentioned, there was a third price, on the container board price, from the recycled side, adding up to 80 euro per ton and 100 euro per ton on the virgin fiber grades, like kraftliner. So the pressure on the corrugated side is massive. And this is the reason why we believe that the corrugated side and the packaging side has to increase the prices. And we are in the process of doing so. If this goes through, which we expect to do, we are confident that the second half of the year will show increasing margins. The big question is whether the recycled paper will increase again. We had strong increases in the first quarter with massive purchases from Asian. With a sharp drop in the beginning of the second quarter, there was a big uncertainty whether China reduces the imports of recycled paper due to new regulations, environmental regulations. But at the end of April and beginning of May, they started to purchase again. So the big questions on the margin for the rest of the year is what will do the recycled paper prices. From our sales prices, we are quite confident that the price increases can be passed on to our customers with some time lag effect. That means that the second quarter does not show the full increase. We rather expect that the full increase will be effective in the second half of the year, leaving room for improvement in our margin in the second half, with the question what are the recycled paper prices doing then.
Just quickly as a quick follow-up actually, so in terms of the new container board capacity, which is scheduled to kind of come in towards the end of this year, as probably even early next year, do you think that will have an impact on this whole across the whole chain? I'd say probably will recycle paper prices kind of trend up because of that, probably because of higher demand from for test liner and stuff like that, or do you really don't see that as imminent at this stage?
The new capacities in the container board market will have some kind of impact on the market itself. It's always with new capacities. the question is how strong the impact will be depends on the performance of the market itself and the uncertainty about the future. The current situation is that the container board industry is in a very good shape. The levels of the stock levels in the entire industries are very low. So there is some way to go from an undersupply to an oversupply situation. Currently, it's really, really hard to get additional volumes in the market of container board. If new capacities come into the market, this could change. There's also the if the export possibilities change in the future, this can also have an impact on the market. But it's hard to say whether this has a dramatic change or when this change will impact the market significantly. Every new plant has a ramp-up phase. So if the ramp-up is very smooth and goes very quickly, the new capacities come much faster into the market. If they have some startup problems, this could last, and if it lasts longer, then the impact can be only maybe in the second quarter of 2008 and leaving the good market condition until the first quarter of 2018. So we will have some kind of impact, but it's really hard to say whether this has a major impact in 2017. We rather expect that the full year 2017 will have a good market condition, and we will see what 2018 brings with the new capacities.
Okay, great. And just one last housekeeping question, actually. With the new CAPEX plans you have announced, is there a number we could have for CAPEX for 2017? Because I think earlier you mentioned around 25, 30 million, but with the new startup of the UK plant in 2018, I believe that number would be definitely changed. So is there a guidance you can give for 2017, please, for CAPEX?
The CAPEX guidance of 2017 is approximately, say, 50 to 60 million euro. Depends on the ramp up of, especially of the UK project. If the CAPEX is there in the fourth quarter, it can easily be slip into the first quarter of 2018. So this question has some uncertainties, but as a rough estimate, we expect it to be between 50 and 60 million.
No, that's fine. Ballpark was good enough. Thank you so much.
We have our next question today from Alexander Saran from Dynamic Credit. Your line is now open.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I have one remaining. Given the remaining excess cash on the balance sheet, are there any planned capital structure restructurings this year, or can you comment anything on that?
From our the remaining cash on the balance, we used the 205 million I mentioned before were used for the dividend payment, which reduced it by 55 million. We redeemed the 75 million of floating rate notes, leaving 75 million, which are reserved for the projects, and the additional operating cash flow we generate will be used for the operating purpose and for additional things we consider. But from our current perspective, we don't expect a major change in the capital structure. But as you know, we still have the fixed rate notes, which will be the first time, redeemable at May 2018 with an interest of 5.18%. If the market conditions change significantly compared to the current situation, we might consider it a different way, but at the moment we don't think that there will be a significant change in the rest of 2017.
Got it. Thank you.
As a final reminder, that's star followed by one to ask any further questions. We have no additional participant questions, so I'll hand back to you, Volker.
Okay, so thank you all that you joined our conference call early this morning, and wish you a pleasant day and hear you next time. Thank you and bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much as well. Goodbye.